Hello.
Hello, this is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling. Can we speak to Pete the Clown, please?
Yeah, speaking anyway.
How you going, Pete?
Mm.
Pete, we had a couple of questions for you. Being Red Nose Day and all, as a 365-day-a-year man, round the clock, Red Nose Man, does it, you know, give you the irrits that everyone's jumping on the bandwagon one day a year?
No, it doesn't really, because it makes people more aware of clowns, doesn't it?
I thought you'd be protecting your territory. I mean, that's a clown thing, isn't it, the red nose?
Well, it's a bit of a clown thing, but I've got a red nose anyway with all the drinking and stuff, so I don't have to wear one.
Is that right?
I've got this big red nose that just comes naturally, it glows.
So that's how you wind down after a gig, is
it,
Pete?
Exactly right, mate.
So, Pete, do you do children's parties?
Yes.
You'd have a drink afterwards, wouldn't you? Not during or before?
Not during, no. A couple of Valium just before the show, and then when we get home, we put the feet up and open the Guinness.
Open the Guinness. Is that the chosen drink of clowns?
That's the clown drink, Guinness.
You'd have to be careful over the Guinness, because when you took a sip, you'd have to make sure you didn't get a little bit of that foam on the end of your red nose. Hey, what kind of car are you driving at the moment, Pete, the clown?
I've got a H.R. Holden.
Oh, is that... That's not a clown car?
Thought
you'd have one of those ones with the wonky wheel.
Is it hard to get a rego for a clown car? Do the doors fly off? Is it one of those sort of, you know, Holdens with the wheels a bit wonky?
No, it's just an ordinary old H.R. Premier, but it's in beautiful nick.
Now, why you call yourself Pete the Clown? I mean, you know, you look in the yellow pages, you got Wacko, you got Biffo, you got Sparkles. Isn't Pete a bit plain?
Yeah, I know. Look, I say that, but I just, when I started clowning, I didn't know what to call myself, and I'm called Pete, so I thought, well, I'll call myself Pete the Clown.
So after a few Guinnesses, you know, Pete was what you settled on.
Well, after a couple of Guinnesses, I don't care what they call me, mate.
Are you kind of like a secret society? Like, do you all get together and have a meeting, you know, and talk about clown issues of the day?
Well, we talk about problems with children.
What are the major problems for a children's clown?
They like to kick you and punch you and spit on you and call you names and stuff.
Are you ever been inclined to have a look and, you know, when the parents have turned away, just give them a quick smack in the ear?
Who have you been talking to?
So, Pete, what you're saying is that the clown doesn't get a lot of respect from society. Is that
No. You drive along the road and people want to cut you off. they want you to smash into poles. They give you these rude signs, call you an idiot, a wanker.
Or a clown.
Or a clown. I've been pulled up by the police. And I've also had the cops go right through my car, right through the boot, everything, looking for drugs, because I thought I was some weirdo.
They didn't find any drugs. They found a package, and when they opened it up, all that was in there was confetti.
I get off on that.
So we've established you're Pete the Clown. Have you ever thought about changing your name?
No. But when I go to parties, I say, does anyone know who I am? And the kids say...
Yeah, I saw you the other day. You were being pulled over by the cops.
I say, does anyone know my name? And little kids say, yep, you're a wanker. Wanker the Clown.
You know, that could be a good name change for you, but it'd put you right at the arse end of the yellow pages. So I don't know about that, Pete.
Under the W's, yeah, right, yeah.
Have you ever been, like, driving home from a gig in the full clown gear and felt the urge to just pull up at a 7-Eleven and pull a shoddy on the guy behind the counter?
Yep, I have. I know it's a horrible thing to admit. And actually, when I do go into them joints of a night coming home, they sort of, uh-oh.
They all run for cover, do they?
They all reach for something under the bloody counter in case I'm going to do something.
Oh, well, at least the kiddies still love you, Pete.
Horrible, isn't it?
Okay, thanks, Pete, for shedding a bit of light on the clowning game for us today on Martin Malloy.
Well, thanks very much for that.